From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Showers that wrapped up this previous weekend did so ahead of a cold front, with the front now departing across southern Vermont and southern New Hampshire. Clearing has been working across northern areas in the wake of the front. At the same time, proximity to the departing front could bring a brief shower to far southern portions of our region, namely those near the Massachusetts border. Later today and tonight, what will also be more focused across the south will be patches of mid and high-level cloudiness. This cloudiness stemming from a weakening upper-level system over the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. For sky cover this afternoon, mostly sunny conditions can be expected in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, with clouds decreasing elsewhere across the north, but remaining variable across the south. Still, temperatures will be quite pleasant, with highs generally in the upper 60s to lower 70s, along with winds from the west at 5 to 15 miles an hour. High pressure that's now working in from the Great Lakes will keep northern areas mainly clear tonight. A secondary cold front will likely wash out near the Vermont-Quebec border with little fanfare, and there might also be some areas of nocturnal fog in the more narrow river valleys and in the Connecticut Valley with lows in the 40s. A fine spring day will unfold across the entire region on Tuesday with the help of a strong ridge of high pressure, leading to seasonably mild temperatures and abundant sunshine, at least after any early fog burns off. The ridge will stretch in from central Canada and will temporarily stave off the effects of a warm front that will be taking shape over the Ohio Valley. Tomorrow night, clouds will increase from southwest to northeast, perhaps doing so gradually as the weather system to our southwest draws closer. On Wednesday, showers will be following suit, spreading from southwest to northeast. Much of our region is likely to remain along the cool side of the front on Wednesday, suggesting highs mainly in the 50s to around 60. Some northeastern areas could see their highs on Wednesday occur before midday if the rain can hold off long enough there. The Hudson Valley and perhaps extreme southwestern Vermont are areas that have the best chance of getting briefly onto the warmer side of the front on Wednesday, potentially pushing highs in those areas into the mid to upper 60s. A fairly similar situation will arise on Thursday, although at that time it's possible that northeastern areas will remain just out of reach of the next warm front and its precipitation, while showers are more likely across the southwest on Wednesday, likely keeping temperatures cooler there. Yet another disturbance on Friday will again make showers likely. As a general rule, from Wednesday through the weekend, a series of disturbances will keep temperatures a bit cooler than average while generating periods of showers. In the forecast summary, this afternoon mostly sunny in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, otherwise clouds decreasing north and variable south with the slight chance of a shower near the Massachusetts border. Highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s, west winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mainly clear north, partly cloudy south, areas of valley fog, lows in the mid to upper 40s, except upper 30s to mid 40s northeast and in the Adirondacks. Tuesday, mostly sunny after any early fog, highs from the mid 60s to around 70 north and low to mid 70s in the south, northwest winds 5 to 15. Tuesday night, mainly clear early, then increasing clouds. Chance of late night showers along and west of the Green Mountains, slight chance east, lows in the mid to upper 40s, except upper 30s to mid 40s northeast and in the Adirondacks. For Wednesday, look for mostly cloudy skies with showers likely, a thunderstorm also possible, mainly south, highs on Wednesday, mid 50s to lower 60s, mid to upper 60s in the Hudson Valley. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.